welcome to the stage. One of Hollywood's brightest stars, Philadelphia's own, The Kid!
With your daily diary news. What you just heard was the story from Netflix, True Stories, starring Kevin Hart, Wesley Snipes, just to name a few. And when I tell you, this movie will have you on the edge of your seat. I mean, this performance by Kevin Hart was the best. Denzel Washington. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, everybody. Wesley Snipes. When I say these two, they came hard on this movie. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. You might have to take a Xanax after watching this movie. You might have to take some, because this movie will have you on the edge of your seats. I think Kevin Hart came through hard on this. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. This is a movie that will, it's got suspense. It got anxiety. It got ups and downs. It got the sad. It got the good. It got the funny. It got the in-between. And when I say, It has it. This movie right here, I give this movie. I mean, it's a series. It's a series. It's a 7 episode on Netflix. It's out right now, and I do recommend you see it. I have never seen Kevin Hart in this light, where he incorporated his real life into a movie. This movie, like Wesley Snipes, man, I mean, as his brother, he plays Carlton as his brother, and Kevin Hart is Kid, and, you know, we all got that family member, you know, that, you know, even I've even been a family member that asks for money and different things like this, but his brother is green with envy when I say that, and I don't want to give too much away, but you have to go check it out. It is a great movie to watch. It's very enlightening. The plot will take you to another level. When I tell you, at the end, you would never thought it, that it would happen that way, but it did. Don't want to give you too much. I'm looking at the reviews right now. Rotten Tomato gave it a 45%. I think it needs at least about, I'll say I give it a 70. I give it a 70 because Kevin Hart played this role. I liked it. Wesley Snipes did his thing. You got some new characters in it. You got Lauren London in there, who makes a guest appearance as his child's mother. I mean, baby mama or whatever. And I'm telling you, this movie is like, whew, just thinking about getting me anxiety. I mean, this, me and my husband sat and watched this movie, and it had him on the edge of his seat. I mean, we sat and watched it. I mean, it got to the point where we were like, oh, let this be it. Let something, you know, it was just so many twists and turns. It was like a roller coaster. I hate movies. I don't know if they making movies like this on Netflix where you get anxiety just watching it. Like, it's like that. I mean, it is good. I'm talking about, this is my opinion out of out of everything, I would give this movie an 8. I would give it an 8. And the reason why I'm giving it an 8, not a 10, is because I don't like series. And the reason why I don't like series is because you got to constantly keep watching it and it builds and it spins. With a movie, you get the shit over in one whop. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why I'm giving it an 8. And I feel like an 8 is a strong 8 for Kevin Hart for me. You know, I like Kevin Hart. He's funny. He's entertaining. Wesley Snipes, he played his role. I'm gonna tell you like this. Wesley Snipes made me hate him as a brother. I wouldn't want no brother, no uncle, no nigga in my family like that. So I'm telling you, please. Your best bet is to get a group of friends, so your spouse, your friend, your girlfriend, your whatever, your boyfriend, whoever you're kicking it with, and watch this movie. Because I'm telling you, and make it like non-disturbance. Watch it. I give kudos on this. This was a great movie. Netflix did good. Kevin Hart did good. Whoever wrote this movie did an awesome job. Come on, man. This was a thriller. I'm telling you. So, this is Netflix Tuesday, even though it's not Tuesday. I'm signing off. I'm giving you my review. It's been a while. This is Coco Red with your Daily Dine News. And I hope you enjoy this movie. And if you did, leave me a comment or a message and let me know. Peace out. Happy Friday, everybody. And happy belated Thanksgiving.